Welcome to the CGI podcast. This is Dusty. Joining me in the studio, we've got Damien and Orla, of course, our star presenters of CGI and RTE Radio, and also Stephen Cawley, who is the editor, the main man, the Don, we like to call him, of PC Live magazine, which is Ireland's biggest selling computer magazine. What we're going to talk about on the podcast over the next 10 minutes or so is how to watch your TV absolutely anywhere in the world. We're going to have a quick word, not about Bebo, but as something even more advanced than Bebo. We're going to have another listen to Emily with their song Temptation, and we'll talk more about the Polyphonic Wizard, because I think there might be an embarrassing story or two from Damien and Orla which we can share. And finally, of course, we have a PSP to give away at the start of July, and on this very podcast you could be winning CGI at RTE.ie is the email address that you want to learn. Now, firstly, let's talk about this thing. Stephen, you can watch TV anywhere in the world. What is this piece of kit called?
It's just the most wonderful gadget that's ever been invented. So basically, if you're abroad, if you're on holidays and the big match is on, you know, Ireland are playing back on RTE and you're going, damn, where am I going to go to watch the match? Well, if you've got your laptop with you and you can get yourself to some location that has high-speed internet access, you can just log on and you can watch your TV as if you were sitting in your living room at home through your laptop.
So essentially what this is, you're not actually tuning into, like, you know, TV, so to speak, but you're actually tuning specifically to your TV in your house.
You're tuning to your TV specifically, and the feed is digitized from your TV straight through the box that's connected to your internet connection, and it connects to the internet connection.
How does that work?
Well, I think they have a very clever algorithm that works in the box, which compresses the footage from your TV. And it actually just, well, it sends it as packets, I suppose, as internet traffic.
So more or less it's just connecting your TV to the internet.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it's real time.
The whole idea is that the TV is following you around the place, you know, which is nice.
Orly, you've got a big smile on your face there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking Coronation Street.
Yeah.
I'm in Spain, an hour ahead, and at 6:30 I can turn on my television or my laptop and watch away.
And you've got it, yeah.
See what's going on?
The other thing, it stops all these fights in the house, because I saw there was one application on the website for it. If you've got your laptop at home, of course, you can sit down on the couch watching the match, and the girlfriend can watch Coronation Street on the TV.
Sexist.
So that's
in theory, I hasten to add. And it also sounds very like the location-free thing that you get with the PSP, so it's kind of another...
Yeah, I mean, that's the competing product.
All right.
But these guys were the originals in the first.
And you like the idea of it. You're saying thumbs up.
Well, I haven't played with it yet, I have to be honest. I'm still waiting to get my sample.
How much are these things, sling boxes?
$250.
All right, I'm going to get
one. Yeah, well, me too.
You're going to spend £250 on one of these things.
Well, let's see
if it works first.
Nice,
is it a good thing for people who travel a lot? Like, say you're at home and you're just a 9-to-5er and you don't really go away much, but is it more for the traveller?
I think it's for someone who's away on a lot of business trips, you know. Okay. They're in the hotel and they're going, my God, I'm sick of these Spanish TV stations, or I'm sick of BBC World. Can I see something else, please? You know?
Or dare I say, for Santa Claus, only 6 months to go. All right, now let's change the topic altogether. Damien, how did you really get on with our Polyphonic Wizard thing?
Well, I had some great difficulty. See, I like if I'm putting a ringtone on my phone or a real tone or whatever, anything on my phone, any video, I'll do the Bluetooth way. That's the easiest way to do it, because most phones have the Bluetooth capability. But this is a kind of a roundabout way of doing it. In the same, there's nothing more that I hate than those TV ads that we were being bombarded with. Three in every ad break for those ringtone companies saying, telling kids to fork out €5 a go, you know, get two ringtones this month, and blah, 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 and, you know, shut up! So it just wrecked my head. And at least now, if you've just got a WAP-enabled phone, you can upload a ringtone and you can get it down for free. And you can edit the MIDI file yourself. You know, if you know how to find a MIDI file online, and maybe get a real tone clip, stick it as an MP3, put it. So I mean, I like the idea, but with some great difficulty, I got the thing actually working, because sometimes it's kind of touch and go, and it depends. And something weird happened to my computer as well, and I don't know if it's entirely safe. But
would you recommend it though?
I would. I like the idea, but there are easier ways, I think, of, if you know your way around Bluetooth and that type of thing, you can still get MIDI files to your phone and MP3s and all that, you know, just directly from your computer if you've got Bluetooth-enabled computer or laptop or something. So.
Now, that Polyphonic Wizard that we had was a piece of shareware, and of course you're going to have to pay for that after X amount of time. Can you remember what the price was on it? I can't.
I don't know. It was something like €16. $16. So, but that's then unlimited use, and so you can, you know, stream some unlimited amount of polyphonic ringtones to your mobile phone, okay, if you're that inclined. So,
16 American dollars, that's €1 in real money. All right, now there we go, or thereabouts. Let's have a listen to Emily. Emily, of course, are the bunch of 17 and 18-year-olds who've been using MySpace to promote themselves. They had their own website, and then they went on MySpace and discovered that 34,000 more people were having a look at their space on MySpace. And this is one of the songs that you can hear on their website, and it is their current single.
Dear temptation, I've fallen for you again. I hit myself for it, but I can't trust myself with you.
There you go, that's music from Emily, who we featured on the CGI show today. If you want to hear more from them, www.myspace.com/EmilyMusic. Stephen, Bebo, a lot of people are talking about, which is the whole school networking kind of a thing, but there are cooler things available on the web. Like what?
Cooler things than Bebo. Oh, there. Well, I think video blogs is what it's all about. You know, it's an extension, if you like, of the text that you find in a blog, in that you can create your own video diary, if you like. And you can post up the web. And the great thing is that all the tools that you need to do it are free. Well, the one thing you do need is a DV camcorder, but I'm sure somebody, some friend or somebody in the family must have one that you can borrow.
All you've got to do is, what kind of tools do you need then?
Well, Windows Movie Maker comes for free with most versions of Windows that you would get in the last couple of years. So you can just import your footage from your camcorder. Indeed, I think you could actually use your camera phone too. If you can just take an MPEG file, import the MPEG file, and you just need to edit it and capture the file, and then you can upload it and provide a link. There's a site out there called vblogdir.com,
and that vblogdir.com,
and that will give you some hints and tips on how to produce really artistic and nice.
Now, have you seen any of these video blogs, and on a scale of 1 to 3,
are they any good?
or do we even go higher than
that? Yeah, I think some of them are kind of quirky and funny.
Quirky and funny.
I don't know if I'm really into it, to be honest. You know, I'm kind of a journalist by trade, so I prefer the sort of, the written word, going down that route.
You like being hidden behind a typewriter or
exactly,
a microphone,
yeah,
as you
face
are
for radio
now.
And all
right, grand, lovely stuff. All right, now, listen, out of all the things that we spoke about on the show today, Orla, what was the one that you enjoyed the most?
Well, you see, I loved Buzz, so I suppose that was the thing I enjoyed talking about the most. Buzz on the PS2. It's just a fantastic game, as I was saying on the show as well. It made me so competitive, all the questions. It just turned me into a game show person. I think I'm going to end up entering every game show there is at the moment now, because I'm good at it.
What I think is really, really interesting is, like, you know, with PlayStation, with PSP or Xbox or any of them, like, usually it's like one, maybe two people sitting there watching a screen going, and you get all this kind of language thing going on, you know, there's no communication going on between. But Buzz completely changed your weekend. Tell us exactly.
Definitely.
Tell us exactly where and who you played with.
Well, I played with my friends, 4 in total, and we just ended up being together and having just sitting in the house together, and someone said, I have this game, it's fantastic. And there, that was the end of that. The whole night, I think it was until 4 or 5 in the morning that we played it. Mania. And the good thing as well, Dusty, about it too, is that I'm not a particular games person. I'm the sort of person who would think, oh, I'm not playing that, and turn my nose up. And this has really changed my idea about games as well. It's really made me think it's not just for boys. It's not just for people into football and war games and things. There's something out there for everyone. And Buzz is definitely something. There was 2 girls, 2 boys, and we had the time of our life.
Well my piece of advice to anybody who's got a PS2 and you've got parents who are kind of, always get off that thing, get Buzz and get your parents to play it, because then they'll start liking the PS2.
Yeah.
And then when they start liking the PS2, you kind of go, it's really not that great.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I haven't played this Buzz game, but SingStar Rocks is pretty
good. Yes, I have played that.
That's pretty addictive.
That's fantastic.
The new of the weekend.
Yeah.
Hang on, between SingStar and Buzz, we have two really interactive games that you can play with a team of people having the crack at a party, something like that. The Buzz thing, I love the whole big buzzer, the extra little controllers you get. One thing I did notice, though, was that, you know, after a while, some of the questions start popping up again and again, but that's not
that
a big
deal.
That happens anywhere. Yeah. But the whole game,
the size of the disc and that, sure.
Remember the on the PS1, I think it was the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game, which I thought was just a little bit flat and dead. The original one, there was nothing going on. There was no audience. There was no kind of presenter, cartoon character running out and shouting, and it was no atmosphere. But this actually has all the atmosphere, all the crack, all the fun. He's a bit funny as well. He's funny little kind of comments, and just all in all, it's kind of, you can play it for days, as Orla did.
Sounds like, you know, most normal adults would go out for a few drinks after the show. Right, let's say who's got the PlayStation at home? Okay, grand. But before we go, Damien, you have got the question forward. Now, we do have a PSP, a PlayStation Portable. It's brand new. It has been opened. It's got three games to go with it, none of which I can actually remember at the moment. But anyway, we want to give it to you listening to this very podcast now. All you got to do is answer this little question that Damien has, and it's relating to next week's programme. That's show number 3 in the CGI Computer Games Internet series. Okay, Damien, what have we got to listen out for next week for the answer to this question?
Okay, email us the name of the game that we'll be reviewing on next week's show. The name of the game. Okay.
Okay. The email address is cgi@rte.ie, and make sure you're listening to CGI Computer Game Internet on RT Radio 1 just after 6 o'clock on Sunday. That's it for now. Orla, thank you very much. Damien, thank you very much. Stephen from PC Live Magazine, thank you very much. And thanks for listening to the show. Talk to you next week. Bye.
See you.